Lord, may the meditations of my heart and the words of my mouth be acceptable to you, O God. For you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. This summer at Faith Community Church, we have been focusing our attention on eternity. All my sermons this summer deal with the subject of heaven. The series that I've been using is called Heaven Is, and then I just kind of fill in the rest of the stuff every week. I told my congregation that I would be bringing the message on Heaven Is here today, and if they wanted to hear the next installment of the series, that they had to worship here at Wauwatosa today. And I think I saw a few people here this morning. And I know this morning at the first service, I had a couple people come from my, so they figured they could go here at 8 o'clock and still attend our service at 9:30. So that was great. Well, anyway, what I have done with our congregation this summer is I've asked my congregation to consider picking up a copy of a book that is called Heaven Is for Real. It's just like this. And it's a true story of a little boy's trip to heaven and back. Well, it's true in the sense that the little boy, his name is Colton Burpo, Colton died on the operating table at age 4 and was revived. And what he does is he recounts his visions of heaven to his father, who has written all of those things down in this little book. It actually was a New York Times bestseller. I asked this morning at the first service how many people have read it. Has anybody read this book? Oh, see, I knew there would be people who have read this wonderful little book. Well, you also may have seen just a few weeks ago, Barbara Walters did a series, a 2-hour series on heaven. Where is it and how will we get there was the title of her message. Well, one of the things that Barbara discovered about heaven is that 99% of all people believe in heaven and expect to go there after they die and expect to meet up with loved ones that have been predeceased. And so that means, and this has kind of been the context of what I've been bringing the message, is that means that it's safe to say that we all believe in heaven and believe we're going to be going to heaven someday. Well, that has been the premise of this message that I've been bringing all summer. And it's clearly that heaven exists. We all plan to go there. So I wanted to take some time this summer to talk about what heaven is really like, to look in the Gospels and to look in the Bible and see if we can't discover and learn a little bit about the truth about what heaven is like and if God's Word doesn't reveal some of that to all of us. Well, in the Gospel of Matthew, there is this chapter, chapter 13, in which Jesus tells several parables. And they're all on the subject of the kingdom of heaven. He says the kingdom of heaven is like several objects or situations. He says the kingdom of heaven is like a pearl merchant. He says the kingdom of heaven is like a hidden treasure. He says the kingdom of heaven is like a farmer who planted seeds in the field. Now, this is not the familiar parable on the seeds, but it's a really rather interesting parable. You should pick it up and read it. It was actually the topic of last week's message at my church. But in this short parable, the ones that we've already read this morning, Jesus says, the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, and the kingdom of heaven is like yeast. Now, I don't know about you, but something is missing in those two things. See, in Wisconsin, you can't have mustard and bread without bratwurst. Am I right? I don't know about you, but eating a bratwurst in the middle of the summer on a bread roll with mustard all on it and all kinds of other stuff is like heaven on earth to me. I wait all winter for the bratwurst. I know I can get bratwurst any time of the year, but it's not the same if it's not eaten during the summer. And it's like heaven on earth to me. But alas, Jesus was not thinking about Coop's mustard on a hot dog with a Clement's bratwurst, or a hot dog roll with a Clement's bratwurst in the summer. That's not what Jesus was thinking about. So what does Jesus mean by saying the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed and like yeast in the dough? I know these are probably familiar parables, as we were reminded by the children's message today, and that you've probably heard some greater sermons than you'll hear today on this subject of these parables. But my question today, in looking at them, is what does this parable reveal about heaven? If the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, or is like yeast, what do we learn about heaven that we didn't know before? We've all heard someone say, like I said a few moments ago, this is like heaven on earth. We've all used that to refer to a vacation or some event or something you were participating in and think, oh, this is just like heaven on earth. Well, I think that these two parables reveal to us a secret. And the secret is that for those who believe in God, we are given the opportunity to know a little bit of heaven on earth. Everyone who follows Christ should be assured that as a believer, you are privileged to a little bit of heaven on earth. Why? Because Jesus shows us in these little parables that the kingdom of heaven begins in this life, in our hearts, and as we mature in faith, the kingdom of heaven grows in us. You know what? The parable of the mustard seed is a parable of hope. Jesus says a little seed can grow to be a big tree. Now, if we have any tree experts here, you might know that mustard seeds don't really grow to be big, giant trees. In some regards, scholars are a little confused at this parable and this illustration. But the practicalities of the parable don't really matter as much as the implication of the message that Jesus is giving. Let me read it to you again. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in a field. Though it is the smallest of seeds, yet when it grows, it is the largest garden plant and becomes a tree so that the birds come and perch in its branches. See, the point Jesus is making is that from a very small seed, something really big can grow. The people Jesus preached to often felt very small and very insignificant. They were looked upon as nothing in the scheme of Judea and that whole area that they lived in. And because they were ruled by the Roman Empire, they felt as if they were very small and insignificant. So Jesus brings a message of hope to the smallest of people that they could grow to something much bigger than everything else around them. From a perch in this small little seed's tree that grows, I think Jesus is giving a message that you can see great things and even see visions of heaven. Not long ago, I visited the Grand Canyon, and the one thing that every time that I've been to the Grand Canyon that overwhelms me is that when you stand on the rim of the Grand Canyon and you look out over the Grand Canyon, it's just mind-boggling to me how far I can see. How far, looking out over the Grand Canyon, you see for miles and miles and miles. as far as your as truly as far as the eye can see. And so my feeling is that when Jesus says the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that grows to be the largest tree, he's telling the smallest of people that with Christ in your heart, you can see big things. You will have a longer vision. You will be able to see for miles. You will be able to see heaven right here on earth. You will have that hope because you will see God. Even before you reach heaven, he's saying, you will see God. You will see God working in the world today when all others around you cannot begin to see him. A lot of people who have read this little book and read Colton's story have said, I don't know. They've kind of gone and shook their heads. I'm sure all of you have read this. Probably at some point in the book went, oh, I'm really skeptical about this little story and this little message about what Colton saw in heaven. And I have to tell you, when I read the book, I had some of the same kinds of feelings. But I want to tell you the one thing that little Colton's book and little Colton's story did for me. Because it showed me a little bit of heaven on earth. I do believe in Christ. And I do believe he works in the world today. And what I saw in this little book was a witness of how God was working in the world today. How Jesus was working in the life of this little boy in the world today. And I got by listening to the people who I've heard who have read this book, I hear them talk about how this book has helped them to kind of see a vision for heaven. And then I know that God is working in the world today, even from this book, from this little boy's journey. See, the mustard seed is a reminder that as Christians, we should live with great expectancy that we will see a glimpse of heaven when we see God working in the world and in this life. And what about the yeast? I haven't said anything about the yeast. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed into about 60 pounds of flour until it worked all through the dough. Well, the leaven is the reminder that as the vision of heaven is needed throughout our life, we will not just see heaven on earth at church, but we might just see heaven on earth in all the areas of our life. See, with Christ Jesus, heaven came to earth. With Christ Jesus, heaven came to earth. God no longer was someone that people in the world would have to wait to see after they died. We didn't have to die to be in the presence of God. Jesus Christ brought heaven to earth. And he worked heaven into every facet of the world. Now, I don't think the listeners of this parable had much of an appreciation of what that all meant. But from our viewpoint, some 2,000 years after this parable was first told, we can see that the kingdom of heaven has gone from the villages around Jerusalem, and it's gone out and out now to encompass the entire world. You cannot go anywhere on the face of this earth and not expect to see the presence of God and probably find a community of faithful followers of Christ. In those days, the God of heaven was confined to the temple and the synagogue. But Jesus exposed the world to God when he brought heaven to earth. Do you see heaven on earth? Do you see what God is doing around you? If not, I want to encourage you, it's time to pick up your heads and take a look. The mustard seed of God has grown. He is working and lurking all around us. Jesus Christ is more present today than ever before. He is in the people we know and in the institutions of faith that continue to do His work. Recently, I was at the NACCC annual meeting, and I saw Christ working through all the leaders in our association. Not only that, when we worshiped together, I saw and heard Christ and felt His presence when we worshiped. And then I heard about what God was doing through our young people who were out doing a mission trip in South Dakota. And I saw again what Christ was doing in the world today. You know, heaven is a place that I hope I will enjoy someday. And for me, it's kind of like coming to First Church to preach for the very first time. It's a really great day. I've been dreaming about this day, thinking about it. I thought, wow, this is going to be great. That's what heaven's going to be like. Something I'm thinking about, dreaming about. But something else I want to tell you. Lynn and I, in all the years of ministry that we've had together, I can tell you that as we've been out there for some 30 years, that we have seen God working. We have seen Christ and the Holy Spirit working in the world. We have witnessed His life-transforming influence on children like these we had here this morning. We've witnessed that same transforming influence on young people and on adults of all ages. We have seen heaven on earth. And I can tell you that it is my prayer that you will today, as you leave today, that you will go out of here looking for visions of heaven on earth. And I pray that you will see it too. Amen.